said repeat.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It is 54 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden again pushing Congress to act on a border deal.
In November, my team began serious negotiations with a bipartisan group of senators led by a very serious conservative Republican senator, as well as Democrats. The result was a compromise bill of the toughest border security reforms this country has ever seen.
His comments during an address to the League of Cities in D.C. Lawyers for E. Jean Carroll requested that Judge Lewis Kaplan approve Donald Trump's $92 million bond. The former president lost a defamation case brought by the columnist who claims he sexually assaulted her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez pleaded not guilty to obstruction charges in an indictment that was added to the bribery and corruption charges he already faced. Stocks are lower so far today. This is ABC News. Some history was made at the Oscars last night.
Billie Eilish, now the youngest two-time Oscar winner.
I'm just grateful for this song and for this movie and the way that it made me feel.
The 22-year-old won Best Song for her Barbie track, What Was I Made For? And she also won for doing the James Bond theme, No Time to Die, in 2020. Oppenheimer Best Actor winner Cillian Murphy became the first Irish-born Best Actor winner.
It's really, really meaningful to me.
And history denied for Killers of the Flower Moon's Lily Gladstone, who would have been the first Native American Best Actress winner. She lost to Poor Things' Emma Stone. Backstage at the Oscars, Jason Athens and ABC News, Hollywood.
Two airline pilots fell asleep at the same time on the same flight have now been temporarily suspended. They work for Indonesia's Batik Air. Air traffic controllers were unable to reach them for almost a half hour as the plane veered off course. They eventually landed safely. All 153 passengers and crew members were unharmed. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Would you like 50 years of experience behind your next sign? If that's the case, you need to call Greeley Signs and Graphics right here in Richland Center, the easy-to-find and easy-to-get sign trophy and awards company. They also supply and install vinyl lettering and graphics along with sandblasted and custom-routed signs. Full-colored electronic message centers are their specialty. Give them a call at 647-2628 or visit 1209 U.S. Highway 14 East across from Allen Bradley in the former Philback building. Also look them up on the web at signface.com.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important, and you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 55 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny conditions with near record warmth, a high of 66. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of 43, and tomorrow partly cloudy with record highs possible again, a high of 69. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 4 to 6 miles per hour, and after a low this morning of 26, we're up to 55 degrees.
helping you build a better life.
WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
With both WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Good afternoon. It's 55 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The DNR says we'll have high fire danger statewide today. Across the state, 185 wildfires have burned 354 acres. Through March last year, the state had 23 wildfires. Low humidity, windy and warm conditions, and ongoing drought are fueling the fire risk. DNR officials say to use caution when burning anything outdoors. Feeling groggy, stressed a bit more on this Monday? You're not alone. As most people look forward to the longer days and more sunshine from daylight savings time, health officials say sleep struggles. As the clock sprung forward an hour, it may not sound like much, but these small changes in sleep patterns cause some serious side effects. Sleep loss, irritability, sluggishness, and struggling to wake up. Aspirus Health says sleep strategies to help transition to the time change are simply practice good sleep hygiene. Don't take naps to make up for it. Don't do strenuous activities before bed either. And of course, avoid caffeine too. Experts say it may take a couple of days for us to adjust. A group attempting to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss plans to turn in petitions with more than 10,000 signatures. They needed around 6,800 valid signatures by today's deadline to force a recall election. Recall organizer Matt Snork did not address in a release what district boundaries were used when collecting signatures. Newly drawn legislative maps signed by Governor Tony Evers last month don't take effect until the fall elections. The recall group plans to submit its petition to the Wisconsin Elections Commission today. Voss, who has called the recall effort a waste of time and money, will have 10 days after the signatures are submitted to challenge them. The state Senate is poised to fire two UW system regents. The full Senate is on the floor for a final session day Tuesday. A vote to reject Governor Tony Evers' appointments of Dana Walks and John Miller to the Board of Regents appears likely following a committee vote to do so last week. Walks and Miller both voted twice against a deal struck between UW leadership and Republican legislative leaders. That agreement released state funding for building projects and employee pay raises in exchange for restructuring campus diversity, equity, and inclusion positions. More than 50 participants from the University of Wisconsin-Platteville and Southwest Wisconsin Technical College recently solidified a path forward for collaboration aimed at empowering students and fostering regional prosperity. Stakeholders from both institutions convened to discuss avenues for enhancing educational pathways, facilitating seamless transfers and broadening opportunities for students in Southwest Wisconsin and the tri-state area. Key highlights of the collaboration include streamlined transfer pathways, enhanced awareness of four-year opportunities. Both institutions aim to increase awareness among Southwest Tech students regarding the four-year opportunities available at UW-Platteville. Co-advising opportunities, a collaborative advising framework, will be established to provide support and guidance to students navigating their academic journeys. Program pathways will bring special focus placed on developing clear pathways for programs in business, criminal justice, agriculture, sustainable and renewable energy systems, healthcare, and others, aligning curriculum and resources to meet evolving industry needs. Southwest Tech and UW-Platteville will join forces in recruiting efforts, leveraging their combined strengths to attract talented individuals to the region's educational landscape, and are committed to partnering on initiatives that benefit not only their respective student bodies, but also the broader Southwest Wisconsin and tri-state communities, fostering economic growth and innovation. 2024 started with a record number of jobs. The Department of Workforce Development reports the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics job totals for January 2024, which showed Wisconsin's total non-farm jobs, private jobs, and employment all hit new all-time highs. The state added 5,100 non-farm jobs and 4,700 private jobs, bringing both totals to historic highs over 3 million and 2 million, respectively. The state also made gains in employment, increasing by 2,900 over the month and 29,300 over the year to record a 3 million. Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was 3.2% in January, while the state's total labor force participation rate remained at 65.9%. Nationwide for the month of January, the U.S. unemployment rate remained at 3.7%, 0.5 percentage points above Wisconsin's rate. The national labor force participation rate of 62.5% was 3.4 percentage points below the state rate. Heightened demand and shrinking supply meant continued high vacancy rates for hospitals in 2023, according to the Wisconsin Hospital Association's 2024 Healthcare Workforce Report. Increasing pressure on the state's healthcare workforce, driven by retirements within healthcare fields, at the same time demand for healthcare by an aging population is rising. A trend referred to as the silver tsunami has long been cited in WHA's annual healthcare workforce report as a cause for concern as the state seeks to maximize worker availability, longevity, and success within the industry. WHA's 20th annual report finds the healthcare workforce vacancy rates that skyrocketed between 2021 and 2022 are stabilizing, but still critical in 2023. With vacancy rates for 8 of 18 healthcare professions still in double digits and growth in Wisconsin's nursing workforce lagging behind the growth needed to meet current and future demand, the report emphasizes the need to promote interest in health professions, make sure classroom seats are available, and expand career pathway options to grow Wisconsin's healthcare workforce. The report points to U.S. Census Bureau data that places Wisconsin among the 15 oldest states in the nation. By 2030, one in five Americans will be at retirement age. In Wisconsin, it's closer to one in four. Those over the age of 65 make up less than 20% of the population, but account for nearly 40% of healthcare utilization. Conversely, those younger than 35 make up 44% of the population, but account for just over 20% of healthcare demand. The last of the baby boom generation turned 65 in 2030, and while the surge of retirements will subside for other industries, the silver tsunami's impact on healthcare demand and the healthcare workforce will persist for decades to come. A coalition of conservation groups filed a federal lawsuit seeking to stop a transmission line from crossing a Mississippi River wildlife refuge. American Transmission Company, ITC Midwest, and Dairyland Power Cooperative, Incorporated want to build a 102-mile transmission line linking Iowa's Dubuque County and Wisconsin's Dane County. A portion of the line would cross the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge. the National Wildlife Refuge Association, the Driftless Area Land Conservancy, and the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation filed suit in federal court in Madison Wednesday, alleging that the utilities promised to transfer about 36 acres into the refuge in exchange for 19 acres for the line violates federal laws governing refuge improvement. Dollar General in Mineral Point was temporarily closed after its entire staff quit in a dispute over policy and low wages. A note taped to the door of the store Friday and Saturday said, "We quit," and cited wages and workload. The store manager said that they were in dispute with the company's policy to destroy items that otherwise could be donated to charity. The staff consisted of 6 people. News of the closure and photos of the signs were first posted to social media Friday. Federal officials are trying to stop a grocery chain merger that will affect Wisconsinites. The Federal Trade Commission is suing to prevent a merger between the Kroger food chain, which owns Pick and Save and Metro Market stores, and the Albertsons chain, which owns Safeway and Jewel Osco. The FTC says the merger would harm competition and drive up prices for consumers because the combined company would own 5,000 stores across the country. The Richland Center Fire Department has responded to a number of fires so far this month. The first was a barn fire Saturday, March 2nd, on 22467 Elderberry Drive around 1:10 in the afternoon. Upon arrival, the structure had fallen in and was fully involved. Before the department's arrival on the scene, additional resources were needed for manpower, tenders, and backfill of the Richland Center station. The barn was a total loss, and there was some damage to the home, and a vehicle was also lost in the fire. No injuries were reported, but there were several livestock that perished in the fire. Personnel were on scene for 4 hours. The Richland Center Fire Department was assisted at the scene by the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center EMS, Avoca, Yuba, Lone Rock, Reedstown, Viola, Lafarge, and Muscadet Fire Departments, Wisconsin DNR, Wanless Excavating, and Richland Electric Co-op. The Richland Center Fire Department was paged again on March 2nd, just before 5, for a grass fire at 26939 Hillview Drive. The 7 units and 23 firefighters, which responded, were able to contain the fire to around an acre burned. Personnel were on scene for 2 hours. A call Thursday afternoon around 1:45 was for a wood pile fire at 16760 Highway 171. Fire personnel were able to contain the fire to the wood pile and prevented it from spreading any further. No injuries were reported. An early Saturday morning around 1:50, the Richland Center Fire Department was paged to a shed fire at 14478 Deer Run Road. Upon arrival, the structure was already on the ground. The shed was a total loss, and the 2 nearby homes received damage to the vinyl siding. 7 units and 24 firefighters responded to the call. No injuries were reported. Toma police said a threat towards staff at a Toma high school over the weekend is not credible and came from overseas. The threat was emailed Saturday. Police and neighboring law enforcement agencies searched all school buildings as a precaution and increased their presence at Toma school buildings this morning. While the threat was only sent to high school staff, Toma police said that if anyone sees something out of place, to call law enforcement using Speak Up, Speak Out. A 20-year-old Avoca man was arrested after leading officers on a high-speed chase in northern Iowa County. According to the Sheriff's Department, the man was driving east on Highway 133 when he didn't stop for a deputy fleeing into Avoca. He was stopped there and taken into custody on suspicion of fleeing an officer and possession of THC. Deputies said he was going over 100 miles per hour while he tried to get away from law enforcement. It is a sunny 55 degrees in Richland Center at 12:19. It's Groundwater Awareness Week in Wisconsin. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Fuller's Milker Center LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
It's 55 sunny degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. It's Groundwater Awareness Week. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is celebrating through Saturday. Groundwater Awareness Week was first established in 1999 as an annual observance highlighting the responsible development, management, and use of groundwater. It is also a way to promote professional opportunities in the groundwater industry. Groundwater is a vital resource in Wisconsin, with approximately 70% of its residents relying on groundwater as their primary source of drinking water. Wisconsin's groundwater also plays a critical role in supporting the state's agricultural and tourism economy, irrigating crops, watering cattle, processing various foods, or feeding trout streams in spring-fed lakes. You can do your part by taking action in your own life to protect and conserve groundwater. Private well owners should test their well water at least once a year, tend to any maintenance needs, and treat water if necessary. Properly recycling paper, plastic, cardboard, glass, aluminum, and other materials can help prevent potential groundwater contamination. When landscaping, prioritize native plants. They look great and don't need much water or fertilizer. When choosing grass, varieties adapted to Wisconsin's climate can reduce the need for extensive watering or chemical applications. Don't let the water run unnecessarily. Fix any leaks, take shorter showers, only run full loads of dishes or clothes, water the lawn and plants during the coolest part of the day and only when they need it, and obey any watering restrictions during dry periods. You can also help protect groundwater by managing hazardous waste and reducing chemical use. Unused hazardous waste like pharmaceuticals, pool chemicals, and motor oil are often improperly disposed of, resulting in the contamination of aquifers that provide drinking water. Many hazardous waste products can be taken to community collection points to ensure proper treatment or disposal. Replacing products with less harmful alternatives, only buying what can be used entirely and checking what is already in your barn, garage, or home can help eliminate the chances of groundwater contamination. The Wisconsin DNR has resources readily available on the Household Hazardous Waste webpage, including a disposal guide and link to the U.S. EPA Safer Choice List for consumers and businesses. The 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard will be conducting evening training flights tonight through Thursday, and again Monday through Thursday. During this time, area residents may see or hear F-35 fighter jets taking off or landing until approximately 9:15. Training flights normally take place during daylight hours, but pilots and maintenance personnel are required to conduct nighttime operations as a part of their overall readiness. Pilots will follow flight paths designed to minimize noise to area residents. The DOT has closed part of Highway 12 near Wisconsin Dells for construction for the next few months, beginning today. The $2.2 million project will replace the section of highway from the northern Sauk County line to Highway 13 on the northwestern side of Wisconsin Dells. The project will last until mid-July. Detours include using Highway 13 and the interstate to get around the construction zone. Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 will hold its monthly business meeting tomorrow at American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center. Before the business meeting, the student first, second, and third place winners for the Patriot's Pen and Voice of Democracy will be read along with certificates and checks presented by the Post and Auxiliary. Students, parents, and teachers who were previously notified are encouraged to be present between 6:30 and 6:45. VFW Post 2267 members are encouraged to be present by 6:30, and the regular business meeting will start immediately after the presentations. President Biden will be in Milwaukee this week. The White House announced last week that President Biden will be making stops in Milwaukee and Saginaw, Michigan, Wednesday and Thursday, but did not provide an itinerary. Biden is touring after his State of the Union address last week, where he promoted workforce investments in places like Wisconsin. The state is once again expected to have a close race in the 2024 presidential election. A reminder for the township of Henrietta that all the weight bans have been lifted that began this morning in the township of Henrietta. 3-year-old Elijah View has been missing for almost 3 weeks. Two Rivers Police Department said in an update that the search of a landfill has been completed. They are continuing to search primarily rural areas. No other information has been given. In the meantime, volunteers have expanded their search to the Green Bay area. The toddler was reported missing the morning of February 20th. A crash at a western Wisconsin highway intersection involving a semi-trailer and a van has killed 9 people. Clark County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy James Hirsch said in a Facebook post that preliminary reports indicated the semi-trailer traveling on State Highway 95 Friday morning collided with a van traveling on County Highway J. He says the driver was the only occupant of the semi-trailer and died at the scene. Hirsch says 8 of the 9 people riding in the van, including the driver, also died at the scene. The injured passenger was taken to a nearby hospital. An investigation is ongoing. A man has died after a brush fire turned into an uncontrolled blaze Thursday in Shawnee County. The sheriff's office there says they met a woman who reported the fire in the township of Navarino. The woman, who suffered burn-related injuries, told deputies her husband was still in the area where the fire was active. When deputies found the man, he had succumbed to his injuries from the flames. The woman was transported to the hospital for her injuries. A preliminary investigation found the two were burning brush in a burn pit before the fire spread and got out of control. Firefighters contained the blaze. Detectives will investigate what led up to the man's death, while the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Forestry Division will further investigate the fire. A man charged with killing a bartender and her husband in a southern Wisconsin sports bar has pleaded not guilty to the charges against him. Attorney Russell Jones entered the plea Friday for 57-year-old Thomas A. Rote of Elkhorn to 2 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, robbery, attempted first-degree intentional homicide, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Rote remains jailed in Walworth County on $2 million cash bond. Police say the shootings around 12:10 the morning of February 1st killed 37-year-old Gina Weingart and 33-year-old Emerson Weingart at the Sports Page Bar in Elkhorn. A Fond du Lac psychiatrist is sentenced to 4 years in prison and 3 years supervised release after pleading guilty to conspiracy to distribute controlled substances and lying to federal agents. 77-year-old John Whalen was convicted in federal court of selling prescriptions for controlled substances for cash. Prosecutors claim Whalen made more than $250,000 selling illicit prescriptions and abusing his position as a physician. A Milwaukee area police officer pleaded guilty Thursday to felony misconduct and public office charges. Prosecutors say 42-year-old West Allis officer Paul Hartman took an envelope containing over $800 from the car of a man being arrested for marijuana possession. When the man was released from custody, he found the money missing and asked for it to be returned. Hartman turned the envelope with the money over when the man filed a complaint. Investigators say Hartman also had several wallets from other cases. Hartman was sentenced to 18 months probation. Several students were injured after a dump truck crashed into a school bus in Waukesha Wednesday morning. Investigators believe the truck ran a red light and struck the side of the bus. 34 students and the driver of the bus, 8 of the students suffered minor injuries, with one transported to a hospital as a precautionary measure. The latest winners in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle. Our Saturday's winner of $50 was Travis Betcher of Taylor Ridge, Illinois, on ticket number 254. Sunday's winner of $50 was Marge Rigo of Richland Center on ticket number 218. And today's winner of $100 is Pam McCorkle of Richland Center on ticket number 182. It's 56 sunny degrees in Richland Center. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
It's 56 degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Helen Tenney, 88, of Richland Center, died March 4th after a short stay at Scala Nursing Home in Stoughton. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 5 until 7, and again Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the First Baptist Church or Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Survivors of Helen Tenney include her son, Stephen Tenney of Verona, daughter, Alicia and James Bettenhausen of Albany, four grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, sister-in-law, Alice Watson of Blue River, and many nieces, nephew, and close friends. Helen Tenney, 88, of Richland Center.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cash back offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cash back offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply. Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They've become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the beautiful early spring weather continues across the region, although be careful, the fire danger will be quite high at the next couple of days. However, a much-needed widespread rainfall appears to be on the way come Wednesday night and Thursday, as an organized low-pressure system sweeps by just to the south of us. The latest data is bringing in the heavier rain a bit further north, so it's possible we could see at least a half inch, with some places quite a bit more than that. Now, behind that weather system, the pattern will change a little bit with the airflow coming in more from central Canada, so cooler temperatures building back in for the weekend, at least getting us back closer to normal. And there could be a couple of cold fronts diving through to bring us some scattered light rain and snow showers here and there over the weekend, and that type of weather may stick around into parts of next week. Otherwise, get out the next couple of days with these near record high temperatures. So the rest of today, mostly sunny skies, high temperature close to 66, southwest wind at 7 to 15. Just a few clouds tonight, low at 43. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, record highs possible once again with a high of 69, southwest wind becoming west up to 10. Heading into Wednesday, increasing clouds, still very mild, low 39, high 64. Rain showers likely Wednesday night. Thursday, cloudy and cooler with rain likely, low in the upper 30s with a high near 50. Friday, partly sunny, low 30 with highs in the upper 40s. Saturday, partly sunny, low at 30, high 51. Small chance of light rain and snow showers by Saturday night. Sunday, variably cloudy and seasonal, maybe a few flurries. Low 29 with a high near 42 degrees. So again, the rest of today unusually warm with record high temperatures around 66. The old record in Richland Center is 65 from 1977. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 56 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 49, our low this morning was 26. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 56. The record high for this date, set in 2006, is 66 degrees. The record low, 16 below, was set in 1956. Last year's high was 34 with a low of 28. Sunset today will be at 7:03 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:20. Currently in Richland Center, we have south to southwest winds at 6 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.89 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 56 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Food prices continue to rise, but not in all categories, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The Federal Consumer Price Index released recently shows that in the food-at-home category, prices fell for proteins, while all other categories were up. Mike Cousins is an economist at the Livestock Marketing Information Center in Colorado.
Fresh retail beef prices have actually been tracking in the upper $7 range for several months now. Pork prices on the retail side have been holding pretty steady around $5 for several months now. So if we kind of combine these two prices here, that kind of contributes to this overall effect that we're seeing in the meat CPI.
Cousin says same goes for poultry.
This is a positive sign. We're seeing this poultry CPI start to moderate a little bit more. So we should see some benefits there for the consumers in the near term at the grocery store, just prices for poultry and products in the meat case.
A year ago, the overall consumer price index was up almost 10% for the 12 months prior. Cousin says the rate reported in January was much lower.
The CPI for all items, this is kind of that big picture measure that they use for inflation. And that CPI was 3.1% higher than a year ago. So this rate is still above that target 2% inflation rate that they're trying to get us to.
There's a link to more information on the CPI on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company. your local professional foresters assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Pork producers are applauding a pilot program extension. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, the National Farmers Union is expected to talk more about the farm bill during their policy session, which starts this afternoon. Brownfield's Kara Hart has more from the National Farmers Union Convention in Scottsdale, Arizona.
National Farmers Union President and South Dakota Farmer Jeff Kipley says farmer members would like to see a few things take priority in the next farm bill.
We'd like to see some increase in reference prices, but maybe some decrease in subsidy on the higher levels of crop insurance.
When asked if he thinks a farm bill will get done this year, Kipley tells Brownfield,
"You look at the calendar, it's going to be pretty tough. They're going to have to get started and moving on it real soon because we only have 60 legislative days between now and the August recess, 15 days in September, and then 5 weeks lame duck session."
Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Wordish says the partisan politics in Washington, D.C. are an issue.
"I'm not sure if we'll get it or not, but we still have to push, even if it is kicked off to the next Congress or the lame duck."
Reporting from Scottsdale at the National Farmers Union's convention, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
The National Pork Producers Council is applauding the recent announcement that the USDA is extending a pilot program that allows processing plants to run at increased line speeds. Dwayne Statler, an Ohio producer and president-elect of NPPC, tells Brownfield,
"I'm glad they got the line speed sort of taken care of temporarily. We got a year extension on it so they can do a better study. I think USDA and FSIS has done a good job of putting together a study that will give them good results, you know, that will show that the safety is there."
Lori Stevermer, NPPC president and a Minnesota producer, says the industry has adapted to higher speeds.
"You know, if those plants would have to go back to the regular speed, Dr. Steve Meyer estimated we lose about 2.5% of our packing capacity. So, you know, in times when we have a large number of pigs coming to market, having that additional speed is helpful."
The pilot program will continue through January 15th of 2025. Midwest Dairy, the 10-state checkoff-funded promotional organization, has a new leader. Corey Scott will take over the chief executive officer role Wednesday as Molly Pelzer retires. Farmers considering biologicals have a new resource for evaluating products. Jeff Carr with Winfield United says the company released its BioVerified platform in January.
"It's that platform that we can utilize to at least start that discussion. In other words, here's a list of products that we have vetted fully and feel very comfortable with moving into the marketplace. We understand how they work. We understand where to position them for the best results."
He tells Brownfield farmers are increasingly interested in biological crop solutions. And he says there's a broad market for biologicals, with most products focusing on crop nutrition. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news and market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 Revax field scale demonstration trials.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
A slow start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to its typically quiet start as buyers and sellers are busy readying for the week ahead. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established. Significant trade volume will likely hold out until the latter half of the week. Business last week took place primarily on Thursday and Friday, with dress steels in the north at mostly $292 to $294, $2 to $4 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis. Live deals in the south were up mostly $185, $2 higher than the previous week's business. Boxed beef is mixed at midday and late to moderate demand for fairly light offerings. Choice up $1.48.
at $3.0852. Select is 21 cents lower at $2.9722. In Nebraska last week, lightweight steers 400 to 700 pounds were steady to $6 higher. Steers over 700 pounds were $2 to $5 higher. Heifers under 700 pounds were steady to $3 higher. Seven-weight heifers were $8 higher, and heifers over 800 pounds were steady to $4 higher. While receipts were much lighter than the previous week, the USDA says demand was good to very good overall. Medium and large one feeder steers, 551 to 599 pounds, brought $319 to $339. Feeder steers, 600 to 639 pounds, brought $290 to $326. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 651 to 699 pounds, brought $245.50 to $273.50. Cash hogs are higher at midday with very light negotiated purchases. While processors are starting the week off a bit more aggressive in their procurement efforts, the relatively slow start to the week in terms of numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, and that's been beneficial to prices overall, but there are long-term demand concerns. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Bears and gelts at the National Daily Direct are 247 higher with a weighted average of 76.35. No comparisons at the Iowa, Minnesota, or the Western Corn Belt, but weighted averages of also $76.35. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $3 higher at $58. And pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $3.65 at $95.76. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today, I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitech and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
After the devastation from tar spot a few years ago, we've become more of a proactive approach to our fungicide program. We use mostly on the soybeans, we use some Revitech. And the Veltima mainly on the corn. I mean, I was driving combine and all of a sudden you'd go along and it was just like turn from brown, black corn into just this white, perfect case scenario and pretty amazing. It made us a big believer in the fungicide program for sure. Veltima and Revitech are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Soybeans and cattle are mixed. Corn and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Nearby soybeans are down. Deferred months are up. Adjusting spreads ahead of Tuesday's production update for Brazil from CONAB. USDA did lower their crop guess for Brazil last week while leaving Argentina unchanged. May beans are down 3 at 1181. July is 1.5 lower at 1194. May soybean meals $4 lower at 337.40. And May soybean oils 52 points higher at 46.69. Corn's up. The supply and demand numbers were neutral with no changes to U.S. ending stocks this month. Ethanol and export demand are good, but Ukraine's becoming a bigger competitor on the export market. May's up 2 at 441 and 3 quarters, and July corn's 2 higher at 453 and 3 quarters. And wheat's higher. The overall fundamental outlook remains bearish due to slow exports and a large supply. Statistics Canada does expect farmers to plant slightly more wheat this year. May Chicago's up 12 and a quarter at 550. May Kansas City's 11 and a half higher at $6 and a quarter penny. May Minneapolis wheat's up 9 at 671 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle are mostly lower ahead of this week's widespread direct business. The show list does look larger in Nebraska and Colorado, but smaller in Kansas and Texas. Box beef was mixed at midday with choice higher and select beef modestly lower. April live's up 7 at 187.67. June's down 22 at 183.20. April feeders are 90 lower at 253.20, and May's down $1.12 at 255.62. And after some early mostly lower trade, hogs are up thanks to cash and wholesale support. April leans 32 higher at 84.70, and June leans up 55 at 102.37. Crude oil's weak, well above the session lows. John Perkins, Brownfield.
As the energy landscape evolves, a new conversation emerges. Join Clean Fuels Alliance America for its brand new Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Every Wednesday, you'll hear authentic conversations with industry experts and gain valuable insights into the world of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Follow the exciting journey toward exceeding our vision of reaching 6 billion gallons by 2030. How do we plan to achieve this ambitious goal? Industry experts unveil the groundwork, paving the way for a better, cleaner tomorrow. This podcast is your go-to source for insider insights. Whether you're a seasoned clean fuels veteran or a newcomer to the industry, each episode offers valuable takeaways. Subscribe today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast, available on your favorite listening platform and on agriamerica.com.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on-the-farm delivery, they have you covered. For bulk orders, Economy Feeds nutritionists can work with you to determine the best mix to help you save money. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg.
Using technology to advance potato production. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Potatoes are a staple in diets around the world. Charles Miller with Solenta, a leading seed potato breeding company, says innovative hybrid potato breeding technologies help improve production and help farmers tackle global food insecurity.
If you think about what problems really face potato growers, the biggest thing that comes to mind is late blight or Phytophthora. Late blight destroys approximately 30% of the total global potato yield every year. Really, there's not a lot of resistance to it, but there are resistance genes. But with hybrid breeding, you can identify those genes with molecular technology. And then through traditional hybrid breeding, non-GMO breeding, you can basically move those resistance genes into elite parents, which you can then cross with each other to create resistant varieties with multiple genes of resistance. And at Solenta, we were able to actually insert multiple genes into elite products, and within 18 months release to growers a new hybrid potato that had multiple genes of blight resistance and still the same high quality tubers.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitech and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
After the devastation from tar spot a few years ago, we've become more of a proactive approach to our fungicide program. We use mostly on the soybeans, we use some Revitech. And the Veltima mainly on the corn. I mean, I was driving combine and all of a sudden you'd go along and it was just like turn from brown, black corn into just this white, perfect case scenario and pretty amazing. It made us a big believer in the fungicide program for sure. Veltima and Revitech are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Our great deals this month include, from the 13th to the 25th, our purchase Clark or Royal Paint, any size, and get the next one half off of equal or lesser value. Also buy a $50 gift certificate, and you will receive a $10 one for yourself. So stop in at our Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse to get these and many other deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the Director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Haas. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.